Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And, folks, I'm so excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Dr. Bill has become a great member of our Brain Trust. 18-plus years now he's been hanging out. It's been the 19th year since he first joined us. He's been here every month since, just dedicated, automatic, just counting him like clockwork. He's a chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, the curator and the king biscuit over at the Small Business NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. And you know, folks, I was just telling you earlier that I'm celebrating my 21st anniversary. But I hope that sounds impressive to you. But it won't now because Bill's here, and his record's like, what, 45 years, Bill? How long have you been doing the index?
There you go. October would be 45 years.
45 years this last October. Years. So congratulations. I mean, you put me in the shade.
Oh, well, you know, it happens.
Well, I'm proud of you, and you know that. You know how proud I am of your work. And how much I admire it. I talk about it all the time, even when you're not here. I include your work in my as an important proof source in my columns from time to time. It's very handy and very impressive too. I like throwing your stuff around. It impresses everybody.
Good. Throw it out there.
Thank you for your hard work and thank you for 18 great years with us. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. I'm glad people want to hear it and I'm glad somebody's seriously looking after the half of the economy that gets the work done, the small business sector.
And almost no respect. Almost no respect, except from people like NFIB and Bill Dunkelberg. Hey, Bill, another record month this time on the index, right?
Yeah, really. I mean, the index did fall a half a point, but that's I guess that would take this reading down to, you know, one of the top 10 or 15 over the last 45 years. So it's right up there. Everybody's charging ahead. Everybody's happy. And they're moving this economy forward. You know, the average growth rate during the Obama administration was 2%. We're now running 3%. That's a 50% improvement in the growth rate. And 1% sounds like not very much, but like it's everything. An additional 1% is millions of jobs and huge billions of output. And
think about this, Bill.
I think we did it.
We used to be excited with a 3% growth rate when the economy was $10 trillion. It's now double that, and we're still doing 3%. That extra percent is like more than most economies in the world.
That's right. Exactly right. So it's a lot of jobs, a lot of output, and a lot of good news. I noted in my last report that the unemployment rate for people who didn't finish high school, no high school degree, had fallen to 5%, where it's typically around 9%.
Wow!
And their incomes are growing faster than the income groups above them. How about that?
I bet a lot of those companies, now that they found those employees, and they know that, and they can tell that they probably are good workers. I bet that all those companies are helping them get their education. What do you think?
Yep, I think that's right. First of all, they get on-the-job training, but also they get opportunities then to do a lot of other learning. So it's terrific. It's just this economy is really floating all the boats.
Look at the pressure it takes off of the entitlement system when those people have a job.
Absolutely. You know, food stamps go way down, you know, the rent subsidy, everything goes down. The burden on the taxpayer goes way down. And this is the kind of outcome you want. You don't want welfare. You want work. Work helps you. It makes you a happier person. terrific.
It increases your self-respect,
really
and it's just so many.
Exactly.
It just cures so many ills, and yep. And this is the kind of thing. And what I don't understand, Bill. This is a scenario. This is a story that we're telling that is not bad for anyone. It's possible to grow an economy and to take care of people, to be good to people who need help, but also to encourage people to fulfill their own lives. Who would want to do anything to mess with that? I don't understand. Do you?
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Bill Duckenberg. We're going to get into the internals of the survey. There are 10 points that he covers every month. That he asks small business owners just like you, what do they think? And we're going to talk about those after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dr. Bill Duckenberg is our guest. He's with the NFIB. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.